It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Ah, thank you, Craig. And I'd just like to welcome you guys to my hometown. So,
you have way too many of those.
Always good to have you guys out here.
He was born here.
Yeah.
Fort Worth is his birthplace, so he can claim it.
So what up with that, George?
Lived here
come
for
on.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and then we went back to the little town where we lived. That was a town of 300 people.
Maybe that's your hometown.
We traveled up here to the big city for some of that live birthing. Yeah, and so all of the Keith kids were actually born here at Harris Hospital in Fort Worth. And as a matter of fact, I've told you this before, that the doctor that delivered us, all three Keith kids, lived right here off of Colonial Country Club.
Wow.
Yeah. Doctor at Colonial.
Yeah, Dr. George Sullivan. And he lived a long time. I heard from his son a few years ago. Yeah, they called him Sully. He was the original Sully. And I believe I heard from his son. Of course, it may have been like 10 years ago. But the doctor was still alive at like 90 or something at that time.
Wow.
Yeah. So pretty cool. And, you know, I told you this also. Do you remember what song he sang when he delivered us? He was always singing one particular song.
Dancing Queen?
Close.
What now? Yet?
It's almost as great as Dancing Queen.
Was it an Elvis song?
No, although I bet you Elvis did a version of it. It was a big hit for Glenn Campbell.
Wichita Lineman?
No, thank God it wasn't that one.
Rhinestone Cowboy?
Overrate. Nope.
A hit for Glenn Campbell.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Great song.
That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. Great song, written by the great John Hartford.
It's about the cold one,
Gentle
right?
on My Mind?
Gentle on My Mind.
Yeah.
Fantastic song.
We have to admit that Gordo does probably have more Fort Worth ties than we do.
Yes.
Born here, brother lives here.
This was the first place my parents lived after they got married. They got married in Mississippi, and then they immediately packed up my mom's Ford Mustang. I think she had a 65 Ford Mustang the first year they were out.
Wow.
And packed up, moved out here so my dad could go to seminary here in Fort Worth.
That's okay. Right.
And they had a little apartment there near Seminary South, and
my grandparents lived here for a while, and I worked summers here for like 4 years. My dad's business was in Fort Worth.
Okay. That's some serious Fort Worth ties. Right. Okay, good. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Never lived here. I love Fort Worth, though.
Yeah.
Me too.
And, of course, Boo lives here now, my brother, my older brother, Boo.
Is he coming out today?
I never understood why my parents gave him the name Boo. Like, why did they?
That's a weird name.
But that's on his birth certificate. Boo Keith. I'm sure he's going to be out here today. As outdoorsy and sportsy as he is, and as Fort Worth as he is, he loves the Colonial. And I love the Colonial because I consider this the house that Hogan inhabited.
Yes.
It's the bodega that Ben built.
Where the cray stay, slay.
I mean, when eccentric billionaire Theodore Crazy made this golf course... they still have this statue of Hogan over there. Or they put up a statue of Dirk instead.
You walked right by it.
Oh, I couldn't see. It was dark, so I didn't know if it was Dirk.
And by the way, why did you need Killer to hold your hand? We've been coming to the same place for like 30 years down the 10th fairway.
I had a text that said, "Hey, text me when you get here." And so I texted him. And he said, "Okay, I'll be up to get you." So I assumed that Killer had.
You're standing next to the Ben Hogan statue.
Yes,
that you asked
not recognizing
still here.
It, asking if it was Dirk. He texts me, so I text him, say I'm here, and he goes, "All right, I'll be up in a minute to get you." So I'm thinking, okay, the guy's got a golf cart. And Killer comes
and then
Killer comes up and
held your hand and said, "This way."
And then I realized, boy, we're walking a long way to the golf cart.
And I got a golf cart.
I said,
cart.
"Hey, do you not have a golf cart around here?" He goes, "No, we don't have one."
He just wanted to make sure you found their tent.
So, yeah, it was like a Sunday stroll. It was like he's courting me or something and wanted to take a stroll with me.
No, that was good, Killer.
But I was very appreciative that he did it because I really didn't remember this tent.
Well, it's changed a little bit from last year.
Okay.
But same place.
And this is the 18th that we're
10th.
Oh.
18 is over there across the creek.
Yeah.
Oh. So
or is there that. A creek?
This is the par 4 10th. Yeah. We're about halfway down the fairway here.
Which was the hole the right where side. You yelled at Jordan Spieth?
Right here, mm-hmm. last year.
He also did that at Augusta. He's done that a lot.
Do you think that Jordan recognizes you as the same guy that's yelling at him each time?
I have no idea.
Or does he get yelled at so much?
I think he gets yelled at a lot.
Did you yell at him at the practice range the other day?
Yeah, a few days ago. So let's go, Jordan.
Stop.
Who is that guy? He keeps saying, let's go, Jordan.
Stop.
Seemed like once a year.
Okay. This kind of frustrates me because you love that guy so much.
What do you care?
I want him to acknowledge you.
He doesn't have to.
I want him to be friends with
you. They say you don't want to meet your heroes. So I'm fine if we keep our relationship like this.
Well, he's doing his darndest to keep you from meeting him.
And I'm doing my darndest to try to be a part of his world.
I know it. I know. And it's just so sad to watch it happen.
It's not sad. It's fine.
As you stay up all night making collages and mixtapes.
I don't make collages and I don't make mixtapes.
Yay, full repeat, George.
That's the way it is for most fans. You root for someone, and you don't ever come in contact with
them. But you're not
them.
Most fans.
Yes, I am.
You are.
I am the common man.
No,
I am just...
you are the, as you always put it, the superstar radio personality in that guy's hometown.
No. That's you. And, I don't have any expectation. Hey, you should know who I am. It doesn't matter.
No, he should at least be friendly to you. You do a radio show that covers him quite a bit.
A couple times when I've yelled at him, he says, hey, what's up?
You're the biggest cheerleader he has. He should at least be nice to the leader of his fan club.
He's never been not
are.
Nice to me. He's got a lot of fans. There's a lot of people.
He acts put out by
a lot of people.
He acts put out by you.
No, he doesn't.
And didn't you know somebody who used to play with him when he was a kid or something like that?
No, we just played the same place. He's a Brookhaven boy, too.
All right, well, right there. That's best friend material.
Well, it's a... Someday we may be, but for now,
boy,
it's fine.
He holds out that hope so much. In your mind, there's no doubt you've had fantasies of what that's
in
like.
In my mind,
being best friends with him,
yeah,
going riding dune buggies together.
Yeah, I've had a lot of scenes like that playing out in my head.
Doing stuff like
going swimming together and stuff.
Going swimming, taking a quad out to the dunes like Napoleon Dynamite's grandmother.
Thank you for being my friend.
Just howling around. He falls off and hurts his leg, and you go over and touch his leg. And
okay, that's
and
a little too detailed.
There's a moment where the music stops, and it cuts to a tight shot of you guys as you're moving in.
No.
To make it official.
You just make it too weird. Everything's fine. Just keeping it like it is.
Well, today is the day. He's playing today, right?
Yeah, but he played early yesterday, so we won't see him today come by 10, I don't imagine.
Oh, no. You're not going to hang out till he does?
No, I got too much stuff to do today. I don't have time for Jordan.
Wow.
Boy, how things have changed.
You could at least go over to the range. I bet he'd be over there spraying it around.
Okay. See, and then he insults him, and it's just...
I just
mind my own business. I'm just over here, silently rooting for him, and I get no support.
I just think that term is funny whenever Culver is spraying it around.
They're just so out of control.
One under yesterday.
Zero control of a game at the moment.
Perfect shape after the first day. We're good.
All right, but if I remember correctly, you did predict that this guy was going to be like...
When we were at the Masters...
Either one or two majors a year.
Yeah,
you know what?
For about 6 years.
In fairness, everybody.
I wasn't the only
that.
One saying it. Yeah. He was on his way to going back to back at Augusta before that disaster at 12.
Did you
one.
Jinx him for that?
No, I didn't. That was the Masters where we were.
George,
but I didn't.
Interesting.
I wasn't. He played great when I was there. I watched him, and man, he just burned through Amen Corner that first round and the second round. He was
in
great shape.
And then what happened?
He had a meltdown on 12, the likes of which we've never seen before.
Oh.
It was terrible.
What did he take on the
hole? Oh, my.
I think he took a 7.
Mm. Mm. And it was a par 2?
3.
Par 3. Oh.
There are no par 2s.
I guess in putt-putt.
Yeah.
In your world.
Okay. So, and you never moved on after him? Like, you never had another favorite player afterwards?
No. I mean, I like Scotty. I want him to – all the Dallas guys I root for. But, yeah, I want Jordan to win a few more majors.
But Jordan Spieth is your Randy Rogers.
Of golf, yes. He is my Texas music. He's my Texas music hero on the PGA Tour.
I'm insane now.
Anyway. I would say there is an outside chance, only because that's another thing we shared. Jordan likes Texas country and is a huge Randy fan.
Well,
in fact, when
then.
He won the British Open, he took the claret jug to Randy and Wade's show, and they drank from the jug.
All right.
Well, I mean,
have you reached out to invite him to Jub Jam?
Maybe.
That's going to be great.
Have Randy
but
do
I,
it.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
He's probably playing in the Memorial.
Can you imagine Jub backstage sitting in a green room with Randy Rogers and Jordan Spieth?
No.
Oh. There's no way your heart could survive
No,
that.
You would implode.
That'd be fine.
No, you wouldn't. you'd be Chris Farleying both of them at the same time.
When you won the British Open.
It was awesome. And remember when you did that song that I like a lot? It was so great.
On his favorite night of the year, Jub Jam,
yes.
To
mm-hmm.
be with his two favorite humans,
yes.
Randy and Jordan, he couldn't handle it.
At an event that has your name on it. That's like a heavenly moment.
That would be incredible.
So
let me throw a public invite. If Jordan, if you're not doing anything May 30th, come down to the Longhorn Ballroom and we'll take care of you at Macho Self Storage Jub Jam, benefiting the Senior Source.
Maybe
there.
Not so add in all the title sponsors when well, you I talk to him personally each time you're referencing Jub Jam.
You're two-thirds of the way to this dream. Mm-hmm. You're hosting Jub Jam,
yep.
And Randy's going to be there.
Yep.
So all you need is Jordan.
That's
yes.
all we need.
He's the final piece.
Wow. This could happen.
To your orgasmic puzzle.
He's a very busy man.
Do you know if he's playing next week? Is he somewhere?
I didn't see him on the Memorial commits. So.
Okay.
And is Jub Jam before or after the cut on that tournament?
See there? Now you're doing the insult thing. Don't do that.
Jordan.
Don't do that.
I was asking for practicality purposes. I'm just trying to get
it. It's on Friday night, so okay. Jordan will be able to make it.
Okay, good. See? Can't wait.
Both of you.
Okay. We're just having
fun. We're having fun.
This is
I know
Fort
we're having
Worth fun.
Yeah, that's
Fort
what it's called.
But see, then
he knows.
You know how the ticket is.
I know.
He's
I'm
from
born here.
Here.
You know how the,
I'm born here, so
no,
I know exactly
not.
What it's called.
And you know how the ticket is. It circles back to him, and all he'll hear about this is, man, they were ripping on you on the ticket again. Great. And so the chance is ruined.
Oh, God. The end.
All right, Gordo. Thank you. That's the ODEC.